Hi, it's Wendy. We just spent the last few days recording interviews with staff at Crozier Chester Medical Center with hours left before most of their services, outpatient clinics, and hospitals shuttered. We're going to drop the longer interviews on Thursday, but you really want to hear some of this now, while it's fresh and raw. These interviews broke me, which is saying something. So have a listen, share it, and subscribe so that you don't miss an episode, because I promise this is too powerful a story to scroll past.
Delaware County's got 575,000 people, so we're a big county, but we're a close-knit county.
Almost 40% of the nurses who work there walk to work, and a lot of them, their mothers walked to work before them.
I was born in this hospital. I have been with Crozier for about 7 years. It's where I got my start, and it's where I thought that I was going to end my career.
Today, we're down to 7 patients. We started last week at close to 190 patients. Devastating. I mean, there's no other word. The profound, deep sadness and disbelief is like nothing we've ever. And we went through COVID together in really awful conditions. Prospect treated us horribly. You know, we had 2,700 employees when they said they were going to close us, and about 190 patients. How do you close a hospital? So everybody believed that in the end, all of our local government, the governor, the attorney general, we really believed that they were going to be able to save this hospital.
I think I can agree that so many of us still thought this day would never come. We're already seeing that incredible burden, particularly on the closest hospital to Crozier Chester. I mean, they're running at just insane levels right now in their emergency room, and the hospital beds are full. And we're watching the data, in the surrounding healthcare community, and we're already seeing some of that impact. And yeah, I worry about what that means for the sustainability of our system.
It angers me. It angers me what happened to this community, and it angers me that Prospect came in and we're all about the mighty dollar and didn't give a squat about this community and the people that we care for.
I think it's horrible. You know, instead of investing in the community, they take money from it and they leave it to be bankrupt. They decimated it. I mean, it's completely immoral. We lost jobs because of greed. G-R-E-E-D, greed, greed.
Last year alone, our system lost $140 million. There is no level of incompetence in the world that could lose that much money by accident. This was purposeful. This was tactical.
And my greatest hope as we step away is that I hope someone is watching. Someone is counting. And someone is fighting to make sure that these lives, these mothers, fathers, children, and our neighbors, they don't get left behind, because they deserve more than silence. They deserve a system that shows up for them. I hope they don't do that to another system.
Shame on the people in Prospect. You will have blood on your hands.
Betrayal. Plain and simple.
This is the root of moral injury. And there's more to this story. Join us on Thursday for the next episode. And subscribe wherever you listen to your podcasts, because you don't want to miss this.